Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Today's parashah is Chol HaMoed Sukkot. Today's the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot. The verses are from Exodus 33:12 through 34:26. This is the harvest season. Most of the crops are ripe and ready to be harvested and put away for winter, which is coming soon, we hope. Most of the labor has been done, and the people could finally rest from all the hard work they had done over the last 6 or 7 months. It was and is a time of great rejoicing. It is so joyous that some rabbis say that the person who has not been to Jerusalem during the Feast of Tabernacles don't know what rejoicing really meant. It represents the completed work of God, both then and now. Sorry, Sam and Heather, you just missed it. Maybe next time. God wants us to remember each of his biblical feasts. And for this one, we prepare a symbol to help us. It's the sukkah. During the harvest, the people lived in temporary structures so that they could be close to the harvest area and not waste any time or energy walking there every day. They could just wake up and go to work. And this comes to us in Leviticus 23:42-43, which says, "You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generation may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." There are two aspects to the Feast of Tabernacles and to the sukkah itself. The sukkah reminds us to look back to the time when our forefathers wandered in the desert. Because they were constantly on the move, they lived in temporary shelters. The 40 years of wandering was brought about by their unbelief and their disobedience. But that was only temporary. Even during their wandering, God was in their midst, providing for their every need, and eventually helping them into the land he had promised them. The same goes with us. During our mindless wandering, God is with us. And we're heading towards our final rest. The temporary aspect of the sukkah is pointed out to us during this feast. We can look out through the roof and into the heavens. It didn't rain this time, but it has in the past, hasn't it? It pours right through. We are only pilgrims passing through this life. God has permanent rest waiting for us in the future when he will come and live among us forever. Where shall we go when we seek safety? Where shall we go when we need help? Where shall we go when we're ready to help bring in the harvest? Shall we go and look for our salvation in the temporary sukkah? Next week, we're going to take it down and put it away until next year. Then where will we go for refuge? The sukkah is just a symbol. Our real permanent tabernacle is Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we feel we need something in our lives that truly protects us, it is him we seek. And wow, did he ever make it easy for us. It's as easy as ABC. He is there in front of us all the time. A, ask him into our hearts. B, believe that he is our Savior sent to redeem us by the one and only living God. And C, confess. Admit that we're sinners who can only be saved by the unending and undeserved grace of our Lord Yeshua. He is our dwelling place. He will fulfill the Feast of Tabernacles when he comes again. Then there will be a total permanent rest for those of us who believe in him. He told us so in Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle, lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Many believers never enter into God's rest because they seek things from Yeshua rather than seeking Yeshua himself. They seek blessings rather than the one who blesses. Yeshua doesn't just give us blessings. He is our blessing. He's all that we could ever need, want, or hope for. Two of the things that people give thanks for during the Sukkot are water and light, as Jesus proclaimed in John. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Water and light are two essential elements in growing anything. And Yeshua gives us the things that we need to grow also. He was and is the reality to which the feast points. While many believed in him, Jesus was rejected by the establishment, the political and religious leaders. That was then, and it's also now. Same thing. The result has been that the Jewish people have been restless wanderers for the past 2,000 years, not only as a people, but in their individual souls as well. This is about to change, and it has already begun. Christians have been celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem for a long time. It's a time of great rejoicing. You see, it's not a Jewish feast. It's a Jesus feast. It's a feast of the Lord. Yeshua may well have been born during the time of Sukkot. The weather was right. Other events point to his birth happening in the early fall. But it doesn't matter when he was born. What matters is he was born. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming and saving us. Yeshua must have been in Jerusalem during Sukkot in weeks just before he was crucified for us. What a glorious celebration it will be when he returns. Until then, the celebrating and the feasts and the fasts and all of our activities help us remain focused on our Savior. There's nothing we can do and say that is more important than obeying and worshiping and celebrating our Lord. He gave it all for us, and we need to give it all back to him. Lord Yeshua, thank you for the celebrations of High Holy Days. We are weak, and our thoughts and actions wander sometimes. Your festivals and your words bring us back into harmony with you. Our wish is to obey your commandments, the most important of which, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me." Amen. Shabbat shalom.